The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Wow, who's got to start first?
See, yeah. Okay, it's like...
Oh my God.
Oh my bad, you were doing already. It wasn't as great as it was in our heads.
Yeah. Sounds a bit dead.
It was dead. It is, yeah. It's burned up with us.
Bloody idiots, get out of my
face. I don't know what to say.
Okay. Well, why does it always have to go first?
Wait a minute.
Okay.
Hey, lovely people. I hope you're doing well. Welcome to another episode of Why So Insecure with me, your host, my own royalty. My lovely co-host, Sequoia, is currently away and Sis is living and enjoying life for all of us. So you guys have just got me today. I didn't want to not record this episode because obviously we didn't record last week. Guys, also follow us at No Shade Pod because that is where you get all the information and notices and whatever else you need to get about the podcast. So last week we posted that there was not going to be a review episode. Guys, the Omarion got me. I got. So the recording just could not happen. But thankfully, I'm a lot better. And thankfully, didn't tear my singlets either because I did not need that. I really didn't. This year has been a lot. But so I wanted to record this episode, episode 9. I can't lie. I'm very happy that this episode I'm actually able to record because, guys, the tea of it all, I'm absolutely here for it. So I wanted to, though, before I get into this week's episode, I wanted to give you guys my highlights from last week. Last week's episode didn't really encourage me like too tough. It didn't really encourage me the way I would say maybe previous episodes should have encouraged me, especially because last week was episode 8. And I was like, not going to lie, we actually have 2 episodes left. So what's going on? But anyway, so a highlight was definitely Molly's parents completing their will. I feel like that's such a good thing. I'm glad that they were able to get that done before the end of the season, because it's such an important message. Because obviously we've spoken about how with Insecure, essentially they put out important conversations that we need to be having within our community. So that was really good. So honestly, I can't even lie to you guys, that's a life lesson. Speak to your parents about doing a will, getting life insurance, all that kind of stuff is definitely needed. Even private medical insurance is definitely a must get. Like, honestly, it's an uncomfortable conversation, but it needs to be had. Also, one of our friends, Alex, she's got a podcast called Advice with Alex, and they actually spoke about the importance of this on their pod, so definitely check that out as well. Another highlight for me was Issa and Nathan wanting to move in together. First of all, okay, do you know what though? I have to say, I didn't enjoy the whole back and forth Issa daydreaming stuff. I didn't like all that theatrics. It was very theatrical for me. It was very confusing as well. So I wasn't even sure whether the episode I was watching was in the present or was it in the future. Like, I wasn't quite sure what was going on. So when she and Nathan were talking about moving in together, I wasn't sure if that was real life. But that point, okay, so let me just... them wanting to move in together, I know that I have been Team Nathan from the start, but I have some news for everybody. Don't fight me because I know you're like to tussle. I'm not really feeling Issa and Nathan anymore. I don't think that it's not giving. And Nicole is going to be upset because this is what Sis has been saying since episode 1. But that episode wasn't really giving. Like, them wanting to move in together, it seemed forced. It seemed as if Issa is now, like, it's very obvious that Issa's just doing these things just to get over Lawrence. Like, it's quite obvious that she's still healing, which obviously she will, because it's a big thing. Like, you can't get over someone in like 2 months. Well, you can, but you know, maybe, whatever. But yeah, so it's obvious that obviously she's healing and stuff, but that just made it very obvious that Sis is really not over Lawrence. And I feel like, you know, when you're like in a situation and you're trying to move on before the other person gets to move on, like it's like she's trying to move on first. She wants to be the one who moves on first. That's the energy it's giving me. So then wanted to move in together. I didn't quite get that concept. I really didn't. It was just giving force. And I thought, okay, maybe you guys are not what I thought you were. Crenshaw's apology to Issa. Okay, sorry. Because first of all, yeah, if you're going to publicly try and cancel somebody, I think you need to maintain that same energy. The energy in which he was shouting that she was useless is the same energy he should have shouted the apology in. Don't be embarrassing me in public and then coming to apologize to me in private. Some brownies as well. It doesn't work like that. But I thought, okay, fair enough. And the highlightiest moments for me was obviously my babes, Molly. She's my babes now. I know we've grown so much. You know what that is? Growth, word to Kelly. But so Molly and Torian, I love them so much. I really love them. I feel like definitely the guy for Molly. Definitely a man that's got sense. He is just packaged well. And you know what it is, yeah? I feel like that episode really showed me the importance of actually being with a guy who likes you. If we're being honest, a lot of women, we date men that don't like us. Because you must not like me, because the way you're treating me is ridiculous. So you must not like me. So with Molly, I was like, she's finally dating a guy who actually likes her. Like the fact that sis was not really in the mood to like go out on the first date and stuff. And he then got her wings and wine. What? Do you know how thoughtful that is? Nah, thoughtful stuff here is like, I love people that are so thoughtful. Like it's just my everything. And so that made me so happy. And I thought, do you know what? I'm really upset that we're getting to see this relationship on episode 8. I would have liked this maybe from episode 5 so we could really, really enjoy them. But then again, I'm thinking maybe if it started earlier, there might have been some problems. So maybe it's good that we get to leave Molly on a high note. But guys, episode 9, darling, episode 9 gave everything it needed to give. Okay. Episode 9 is definitely my favorite episode. 100% my favorite episode. And you know what made me realize? Because a lot of people are obviously saying this is the energy they wanted the whole season to come with. And I just clocked, you guys are messy. Okay, you guys are messy. Because I'm sure before this episode, everyone else's favorite, people's favorite episode before this one would have been the one where Condola and East and Lawrence were fighting. And you guys just want to love and hip hop. And I'll be honest, yeah, I don't want this tussle. That we've had two tussles in this season. I can't lie to you. I don't want to get more than two. I think two is enough now, because I feel like when I watch Insecure, I don't watch Insecure to get like a reality TV show feel. I don't get Insecure to kind of watch to get messy drama. Like I want mess, but classy mess, not really messy kind of mess. So I can't lie to you guys, I'm definitely not on the team that wanted this energy all through the season. I feel like when I watch Insecure gives me like, it takes you away from like your reality. It's like it's got like a very calm vibe to it. Like everyone's just chilling, everyone's just vibing. That's the kind of vibe that Insecure gives me. I don't know why I did my voice like that, sorry guys. But that's the kind of vibe that Insecure gives me. So that's what I really want to. I feel like a nice little sprinkle of tussling here and there, I'm here for it, mate. Here for it. So obviously we started the episode with Nathan and Issa moving in. I think it's cute. I think it's cute that they want to move in together. I still think it's very, very early. I just don't think they're there. I feel like Nathan has commitment issues. Just because Sir has been consistent for 8 episodes doesn't mean you can be moving in with someone anyhow like that. But I just thought, yeah, like it's not really encouraging me. And then we had Torian and Molly. I'm honestly so happy, yeah, for how, like, they're in a very fun relationship. Like, they're in such a fun relationship. And I love that. I love that Molly can be silly and Molly can not be so uptight and Molly can just be just how she is. Like, they're out here doing edibles. Like, first of all, even backtrack to when he made partner. Because obviously, we know that Molly's always wanted to be a partner at the firm. And I can't lie to you, when he announced that he was a partner, I really thought that was going to be the end of it. Like, that was gonna cause some kind of rift. But that's when I knew that Molly has really grown. Like, she's actually grown. She's definitely done work. Shout out to her therapist, because the therapist really did the job that needs to be done. But that's when I knew that she'd grown, because sis was like, oh my gosh, like, she was actually genuinely happy. And I thought, yeah, this is growth, fam. This is actual growth. But yeah, I love, like, they're just like in like a fun relationship, and he went with her to a friend's thing, just didn't disappoint her. He just looks like well put together, like, just look like a proper, like, just given energy, like proper man energy. I love it. I absolutely love it. And I think that fun Molly is such a mood, like, her not being so uptight, like we've seen her in like the first, in the other four seasons, and her just not taking life too seriously. It's such a vibe. Like, I'm absolutely here for it. Absolutely here for it. So, of course, we saw when, I can't remember his name now, actually. That's very awkward. But Lawrence's friend, when they were talking, and he basically said to Lawrence that Lawrence didn't fight for Issa. And I said, that's so true. He actually didn't. He basically got someone pregnant, got dumped, and said, okay, that's fine. If that's how you feel. You know when a guy's like, if that's how you feel, I can respect that. That's basically what he did. And so when he said, oh, you didn't fight for her, I felt like, oh, you're about to fight for her. This is the drama. That's when I knew, to be honest, that's when I knew there was drama coming. And I was just like, boy, I don't even know if I want you to fight for her. But then I thought, I'm not really Team Nathan anymore, just because I feel like that relationship is very forced. And I can't lie to you. Like I said, the last episode we had, that was episode 7 that we reviewed, I said how I feel like Issa can deal with being a baby mom. I'm not gonna lie to you. I actually feel like there's unfinished business there. Because also as well, they kind of talked about like buying a house, that kind of vibe, Lawrence and his friend. And I thought, okay, maybe another hint. But I don't think he fought for Issa, but at the same time, I don't feel like he had the chance to fight for her. That makes sense. Now, I've mentioned on previous episodes that I still feel as though the ball's going to drop with Kelly. I just feel it. I don't know why. I hope it doesn't, because I feel like Kelly deserves nice things. But something in my spirit is telling me that something's going to happen with Kelly, because you know how like Molly mentioned Kelly going on walks with her her mum. But to be fair, though, later we then saw her have a glass of champagne. But I just feel like there's something, obviously there's nothing wrong with bettering yourself, but I feel like the way in which she's bettering herself is like a complete cutoff, like no alcohol, no this, no that, no this. So I don't know, man. I hope not for the sake of next week. And the sake that we've only got 30 minutes, I don't think we've got enough time to address Kelly as well. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I really just care about whether Issa and Lawrence are going to get back together. That's my priority. But anyways, serious question, please. Why was Condola there? What was Condola? I don't understand what Condola was doing there. Why are you there? Because none of them are your friends. And furthermore, you were sitting alone. And then when you came into the room, everyone was silent. So why are you there, if not to just be messy? Anyway, she was there. But I thought it was cute, though, that, I thought it was cute that she and Issa spoke, but it was so awkward. It was so awkward. So damn awkward. And I just feel sorry for her. Like, I just feel sorry for her. Like, I feel sorry for her. I don't want to say anything that might come across rude, but I just feel like sis is not happy. And like when she sees like Lawrence look at Issa or anything like that, and the fact that they're around his friends, like she just feels so awkward. Like, so why are you mingling with them? Anyway, all the best to Condola. But so on previous episodes, I don't know if you guys remember, if you've been following us through this season, Akui and I have talked about whether Nathan knows the full tea about Lawrence. And we said he didn't. We said we don't think he does. I think this episode definitely confirms he didn't know the tea. Like, he didn't know that he had come back. I think maybe he knew that he'd moved. Yeah, he knew that he had moved, because he asked Issa, why did he move back, to be closer to the baby? Like, what's going on? So he clearly didn't know the full tea. And so I kind of think, actually, no, he does know the tea, because when I think about it, if he knows that there's a baby, then he must know that that's obviously why they broke up. But you can just tell that Lawrence is Nathan is insecure. And I think this is one of the reasons why I'm off Nathan now. One thing I don't like insecure men. Insecure men are a problem. They're a problem in society. They're just not it. They're just not it in any capacity whatsoever. So I think seeing like that insecurity, no, well, it's English. Seeing that insecure side of Nathan, I just thought, oh dear, not you. You're about to be a liability, hon. Because his attitude changed towards Issa when he clocked that Lawrence was there. Told him, you want to go and get a drink? He's going to go and see his boy. And then his boy as well. This is why you can't be friends with area boys, because why are you a thug? Talking about, I could run up and then, hello. You would do nothing of the sort. Just take the key you want to take and go and be doing barbershop boys. Don't be doing all of that. Doing too much. But yeah, so I didn't rate Nathan, the way he was reacting to like Lawrence being there. I feel like at the end of the day, and I'll be honest, you know, it's little things like that you've got to watch in a partner, because I feel like whatever the situation is, nothing can be worse. It can't be worse for anyone, not even Condola, not even Lawrence, as it will be bad for Issa. So for me, as someone who is, you're her man, like, and you see her ex-man here with his baby and his girl, sir, be there for her. Don't make this about you. And he made it about him. And I just did not rate that. Even when he and, what's his name, Lawrence are doing back and forth over barbecue, I just thought, you guys are actually pathetic. And when I actually think about it, maybe Issa just needs a whole new man. Bring Daniel back. I keep saying that. Justice for Daniel. Because we haven't had Daniel back. Everyone else has come back. Drew came back. Was it Drew? Or was it the one who had the open marriage? He was back. We need people from Issa's past back. But them arguing about, what's it called, about barbecue and Lawrence throwing shade that Nathan's in LA and all that mess. I just thought, you guys are actually childish. Men are so childish and so immature. Because what's the reason? What's the reason for all of this? I was so shy for all parties involved. Also, shout out Issa's brother. So messy. I absolutely love it. You see, when he said, yeah, I'm thinking about doing this tomorrow. Da, 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 da. What are you doing tomorrow? And then everyone's like, oh, we're just going to look at houses. When I tell you, that bit killed me, because Lawrence was like, huh? And I think, yeah, I think that is where I said, Lawrence, you're an egg. Because why must you feel like you're losing? Why must you feel like, because in a way, I feel like, because he hasn't known that Issa's in a relationship and she's not in a relationship, because it might be a rebound relationship. So because he hasn't seen her take serious steps in her relationship, like it's not like an engagement or she's pregnant, like those kind of milestones, I guess he just thought she was always accessible. And we tend to get this with guys, where guys feel like until they're about to literally lose you, that's when they feel like, oh my gosh, I need to act right. I need to make a change. I need to be, like, all of a sudden now they understand English. All of a sudden now they can be that man that you wanted them to be. Because the way Lawrence reacted to them moving in together, I said, he's going to fight for this love now. Usher in Cheryl Cole. Okay. I just knew in that moment, this is when this man's going to come and do fight for this love. And really and truly, Lawrence, it's played out. You should have done that episode one. When you were sitting on that plane, you should have done that before then. So yeah, guys. Yes, so I've got to get to the juicy part. When I tell you guys, I was so excited, like the adrenaline. And I won't lie, this is how you know that, yeah, Insecure didn't really give us too much drama this season, because the adrenaline rush I had, and I watched it twice just to make sure I had the correct tea for you guys, but the adrenaline rush I had when... First of all, Issa's very annoyed, because when she screamed, Jess said, you're so dramatic. You're at a party, relax. But the adrenaline rush I had when he started talking to Issa, I said, oh my, it's about to go down. When he started talking, and then he said, Lawrence said, are you really happy right now? Don't do that, sir. Don't do that. Do not do that. Don't do it. You know, I'm sorry, yeah, but I feel like if a guy asks you, if your ex asks you, are you happy right now, knowing that you have a man? He wants to fight your man. He just wants to fight. That's the only explanation, because why would you do that? Why would you ask her that? And Issa's like, first of all, you should have said yes. Of course I am. Girl, I know you heard the question. I know you did. Sister's like, Don't anything. You heard the question. Are you happy, Issa? Are you? When he asked that, yeah, I just said, listen, if Nathan catches both of you here, it's actually going to be over. And then what happened? Nathan came. What happened? We got a tussle. It was a tussle. I couldn't. When I tell you, I was so finished. I honestly was so finished. Yeah. The way they were coming to fight. And I said, first of all, you guys never stress about fighting, because really, truly, if you guys wanted to get on, you can really get on here. But then when, what was it Nathan said? He was like, what's going on here? Something like that. And he said, oh, nothing. I'm just taking out the trash. And then Lawrence is like, oh, we're just having a conversation. I said, oh, here's your fight. Now you want to fight. Now you want to come and stand up and fight for this love. Go and sit down, please. But I can't lie to you, that whole scene made me happy, because I said, yes, fight for Issa. She's a prize. But then made me think, who do I really want her to be with? And I said, Lawrence. I want her to be with Lawrence. Because I feel like Nathan's insecurity is too much. Nathan's the type of boyfriend, right? Nathan is giving me Ross from Friends, right? He's the type of boyfriend to ask her to move. If Lawrence stays in LA, he's the type to say to her, let's move somewhere else. Just because he knows that Lawrence is lurking in the neighborhood. Like, he's that kind of insecure boyfriend. And I just felt like, no, hon, like, this ain't it. But that fight was very, very interesting. Very, very good fight. I was really here for it. I'm never going to lie to you. And I really just felt like, okay, who's going to win this? But also, I'm going to say, I did not like the way that Nathan snapped at Issa. Sorry, but, I mean, first of all, Nathan would have got beaten up. But I don't like the way he snapped at her, because, again, you should have been here. This, you should have been here for me. This was your chance to show me that you're not missing anything on that side and you can be here for me. So don't be here for me. Don't not be here for me and then start a fight in my friend's lovely posh house. And Tiffany's face when they were fighting is just absolutely mean. She's looking at them like, really? You're just going to show your asses up in here. Well, no, yeah, the fight, I didn't really rate it at all. And I feel like Nathan definitely instigated that. And I just felt like you're just insecure. But honestly, I feel like the biggest story from this, in a world filled with Nathans and Lawrences, Find you a Torian, because Uncle was just chilling with his girl. He was not in any mess. He was just chilling. Because you know what? This is why I say that Nathan is insecure, yeah? You know when Molly was talking to Dro, and fair enough, they were high or whatever, but the way he reacted as well shows everything, because he came along, he's like, oh, like, you guys all right? What are you guys talking about? And then she was like, oh, this is... Joe, we used to be in a relationship. He was in an open marriage, blah, blah, blah. And he said, okay, cool. Nice to meet you. No problems, no jealousy, no insecurity, no nothing. He literally is so confident and so confident in who he is that that moment of him seeing his ex, his current speaking to her ex, did not rattle him. These times, Issa hadn't even spoken to Lawrence and Uncle Nathan was already rattled. Mm-mm, hon, you got to get yourself a secure man. In a world filled with Nathans and Lawrences, get yourself a Torian, okay? Be a Torian, okay? But yeah, man, I just don't rate the fact that Lawrence had to see that he was losing Issa to know that he had to fight for her. And I feel like that is such a real life thing. And I just think that women, we need to let these guys know that it doesn't matter how much. If you want to fight from here to Timbuktu, I don't care. I'm done. And the chapter is closed. The door is closed. Shout out to Nini. The door is closed. Leave it at that. Literally leave it at that. But yeah, guys, so that was my highlights from this episode. Also, Condola did allude to Nathan. No, not Nathan. Why do I keep getting the names mixed up today? Sorry. Condola alluded to Lawrence moving away. I think that's going to be very interesting, because I think this is my prediction. As we are literally like the last episode now, my prediction, right, is that Molly is going to have the happy ending that we have been dying for, like dying for it. I'm so happy about that, which is great. I think we're going to end up seeing, I think we're going to see Tiffany flying out because Issa says she's going to say her goodbyes on Sunday when Tiffany's leaving. So, and technically this Insecure airs in America on Sunday. So smart there, Issa Rae. So I think that, I think the closing scene is going to be in the hospital maybe. Airport. So I haven't flown out in years. But yeah, in the airport, when Tiffany's leaving, I still feel like Kelly's going to drop a bomb. I just don't think all is well with Kelly. I don't know why. Maybe I'm toxic. Maybe I'm negative. But yeah, I'm just leave that there. And I think that if it's the airport and they're all saying goodbye there, that's where Lawrence is probably going to want to catch his flights with Condola and the baby as to where they're going. They're going to bump into Issa. And it's going to be a moment of, are you picking your baby and her baby mum, or are you going to pick Issa? Or it's going to be a moment of Issa leaving. But I don't think Issa's going to leave. I do think, though, that this argument is going to make Issa break up with Nathan. Because it was very bad vibes. And the way he just flung his shoulder forward, like, leave me alone. Like, I just need a moment. Like, chill. Like, there, first of all, don't talk to me like that. Because I literally, when he was talking, I was thinking, who are you talking to, please? Who are you talking to like that? I know it's not me. So I feel like she's going to definitely create a wedge and she's going to feel like, I don't know if I can do this right now. I just need some space. And, or Issa's, Lawrence is going to hit up Issa and is going to have in a limbo. And in the closing scene, she's going to like choose. This is a very fairy tale. But I think it's very clear now that with Lawrence wanting Issa back, Sis is going to have a choice to make. And post this review, I hope she picks none of them. I hope she picks none of them and she finds herself a Torian like Molly did. I'm sorry, but if Molly can find a man, we actually, rest of us can. Because anybody talks, nobody has done toxic the way Molly has done toxic. So I really feel like Issa, just go for fresh meat, hon. You might as well. But anyway, guys, I really hope you've enjoyed this session with me. Let me know what your thoughts are, your predictions are. Again, follow us on our Instagram at No Shade Pod. Let me know on there, DM us. And let me know how you found this episode with just me, by the way. Please let me know. Let me know if you enjoyed it or all that kind of good stuff. Yeah, and I will see you guys back here next week. I might have guests. I don't know. I don't want to make promises. But if not, you guys will have me. And I hope you've enjoyed my company. But I was going to say I will hear you guys. But no, you guys will hear Ekwi and I on the next episode of No Shade Podcast. Until then, guys, we're back next week for the moment we've all been waiting for / upset about. I hope we get to cry. I hope the episode is quite sad and we get to shed a couple of tears. I think, you know, thug tears. I'm here for it. I'll be here for that. But yeah, guys, see you later. Bye.